Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that await you there. And once again, freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. You may take control. That's the point of this program. There are a number of things on the table tonight to discuss. How many of them we'll get to? It's another question. Depends on you and your level of participation. Do you sit back and listen, or do you pick up the phones, your phone, and get interactive? It's your choice. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, let's get right into your phone calls here, but also, still to come, we've been teasing the soda story all night.
We actually started it.
That's true. We did just barely touch on it, about a man who was arrested for felony charges on stealing a dollar soda. From, was it Taco Bell or something like that?
No, it was McDonald's.
Some fast food joint. McDonald's. So let's go first, though, to Dave, listening in Whitefish, Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you.
Hey,
what moved me to call was William's call about the drug war ending, man. It's the greatest scourge to humanity, I think.
No doubt.
The first great thing that would happen if he ended the drug war would be that cannabis would be legal, so that means hemp would be able to be grown by the American farmers. Millions of jobs would be happening because there's 25,000 uses. If each one of them use gives 1,000 jobs, there's 25 million jobs right there. You wouldn't have people wanting to be a prostitute because they'd have a good job in the hemp industry.
What sort of uses, 25,000 uses, you say, for hemp?
Yeah, whatever oil could do, hemp could do. Whatever soy could do, hemp could do. Whatever cotton could do, hemp could do. All better.
Huge. That's huge. I mean, the industry's...
Right there, it's huge. And then there's tens of thousands of more other uses of it. Then the drug war, if you stop it, half of the political corruption would stop. Half of the law enforcement corruption would stop. Half of weapons corruption would stop. Half of war would stop because drug money buys weapons that supports wars, underground wars.
Well, plus
banking corruption would stop. Half of the banks are laundromats for drug money.
Our hemp
Secretary
oil.
Secretary of State said it. She said that if the drug war ended, half of the banks would collapse because they're all corrupt. It's like $1.5 trillion. Dollars.
Did you mention that the prisons would be emptying out as well? Because
that's my next thing. I got prison corruption would end. Well, half of it would end because you still got the prisons, but all these private, there would be no need for private prisons, and that's the top of the line corruption right there. Private prisons and judicial corruption. Look at the corruption that they got with them two judges down there in Pennsylvania or something. They were throwing little kids in jail for stupid stuff and buying yachts in Miami.
Yeah.
And that's just the surface of it.
No doubt. And then who knows what other wonderful things would come down the line, like we talked about on Monday night, some of the amazing scientific studies that have been done on things like marijuana or LSD or magic mushrooms that we've seen done.
THC is cancer now. A Harvard study. Who's going to argue against Harvard? A Harvard study says that it reduces cancerous tumors in the brain. You have a father that says he saved his 2-year-old son from cancer tumor.
So I have a question for you. You seem to be rather knowledgeable about hemp. A person can grow hemp without growing marijuana, is that correct?
You cannot grow... you can't legally grow hemp, but in theory you can just cultivate hemp.
There's 52 different varieties.
So, hold on.
You have cannabis relatorius, and that's what hemp is. It doesn't have nothing... no THC, hardly any.
I'm thinking from a civil disobedience standpoint.
It's as illegal to grow hemp as it is to grow marijuana, smokable plant.
That's why they demonized the marijuana, the medicinal plant that's been used for 5,000 years in every culture that has it was using it as a herbal remedy for 5,000 years that never killed nobody.
Dave, thanks for the call.
Vince, you'll get closer to God.
Appreciate
baby.
It, man. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, JJ, were you suggesting to grow it now as civil disobedience?
Yeah, I was thinking that because hemp can be used to make clothes, can be used to do a lot of things, as he had said, and I'm aware of some of hemp's qualities and characteristics, but... I'm thinking from a civ disc standpoint, if a person was to grow hemp and say, you know, obviously I can't get high off of this because there's not enough THC, blah, blah, blah. I'm just growing this because I plan on making something from it, manufacturing something from it, of some product that I then sell and you know, people benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that it would be easier to try to sway public opinion and try to win the whole idea of, you know, you win in public opinion rather than the court of, you know, the law.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, if it's a viable civil disobedience method.
It's a good question. Has anyone ever done that? I would presume they have, but we probably just haven't heard about it. And when it does happen, does the news actually get out that they were growing hemp, or does the mainstream media just report it and call it a pot raid because they look like pot plants?
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I just don't know enough about, I guess I don't know enough about hemp, but I do know that hemp and marijuana do grow like weeds, so that it's not very easy, not very difficult to cultivate and grow it. Basically, anyone can just throw some seeds out there and make sure that they don't run over it with a lawnmower. And they'll probably grow something.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, well, you just don't mow enough and you'll have it.
Yeah.
All right, toll-free number here is 855-453. So let's continue this soda pop story. A guy who doesn't sound like the nicest guy was at a McDonald's. He got a cup for water, proceeded to then go to the soda fountain where the water is located, and proceeded to fill up his cup with not water.
Yes. He goes outside, sits on the curb. The manager comes out, demands that he compensate him $1 for the soda, which sounds like a small cup to me.
Mm-hmm. Usually, water is typically vended in different cups, so like the fast food companies are wise to this. Yeah, so they'll put in a clear cup in a lot of places so you can see if they're trying to fill it up with soda.
And the guy cursed the manager, and the manager went back inside, called the law, and this fella, a bear, was, I guess, taken into custody. It says here, a bear who is unemployed has a history of minor petty theft convictions. That history led law enforcement officials to ratchet the case from a misdemeanor to a felony.
Oh, my
God. In tough-on-crime Florida, this category of felonies carries a prison sentence of up to 5 years, along with a $5,000 fine. The suspect faces additional charges of trespassing and disorderly intoxication. And what perhaps is most interesting about the incident is the public reaction to the arrest. As we mentioned, Florida is known for its no-nonsense attitude towards lawbreakers, yet many comments at the Naples News seemed none too happy about taxpayer money being used to keep this guy behind bars.
No kidding. Look, this is a three strikes, you're out thing? Is that what this is?
Yes, pretty much.
This has been a terrible, terrible policy in California, which is where I believe it originated. I could be mistaken on
that. He could be a habitual, not three strikes, you're out. So, I mean, could be a habitual.
Well, I know that in California they have a three strikes, you're out. So if you commit three misdemeanors, I believe it is, then you're gone for a long time.
Right.
And it's crazy because of situations like this, where the third strike can be something as minor as, you know, a bowl pack, or in this case, taking a dollar's worth of soda, some sort of piddly nonsense that this person gets caught up in or accused of. Maybe they didn't even do it. And then they end up going to prison in... By the way, California prison's not a place you want to be. But they go to prison in California over just the most nonsensical crap. It's one of the reasons why California has to release a bunch of people from their prisons, because they've just been throwing people in there like crazy for a bunch of stuff that, in this case, the dude could very easily make restitution on this matter within a week.
Yes.
You know, he owes a dollar. Let's say he owes him $10 now, because it's, you know, 10 times the restitution or something like that. But keeping him on the outside would allow him to pay back that restitution, as opposed to putting them in incarceration.
But instead, the taxpayers have to pay for his lawyer, his housing, his trial, and all that stuff, his room and board for the next 5 years, all for a dollar soda that got stolen from McDonald's that cost them less than a dime.
Just so some politicians can talk about how tough on crime they are come election time. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here tonight for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of them, including listening choices. Live streams are there, broadband, dial-up, and even mid-band, so different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds over at listen.freetalklive.com. And those internet feeds are available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there at all times over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get a list of our radio stations. We're on over 100 of them from coast to coast on AM and FM. In addition, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are on two XM satellite radio channels. We're also up on free-to-air, which is an unusual, not-so-typical delivery method, but it's there, and it covers all of North America, including Canada and Mexico, as well as whatever islands there are out there. But actually, I just got an email from our satellite provider. They are launching, I guess a new satellite has launched, and it is positioned over Africa. And they asked me if we wanted to get on this particular bird, as they are called, as the industry slang, for 2 months for free. I guess on the idea that we'll keep buying more months after that, which I'm not going to do because I can't afford it, and I'm not sure if it's worth the money.
Well, we'll find out after 2 months, right?
I doubt we're going to find out much of anything, but this it's so new, there's probably no channels up there yet, and so therefore this puts something on the satellite for them to deliver to people on the hopes of them selling some space to some other channels. So we are now being heard in Africa, in theory at least. Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network
They have the receiver.
That's right. Are available in most of Central and not quite down to South Africa, but there's a huge swath of Africa that our signal is now covering, at least for the next 2 months, which, that's pretty cool. So there's a bunch of different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live, and you can learn more at listen.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, the Seasteading Institute, they want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know that they're having a conference? You can meet fellow entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and other forward-thinking individuals. You can discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. Did you know that there's a private island in San Francisco Bay?
Did not know.
Indeed, there is. They're actually having a little event on that, too. The event is from May 31st through June the 2nd at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. There are a couple of things like an excursion and where they, a little dinner cruise and this other thing where on the private island. There's discounted registration prior to May the 1st, so you really got to hurry. In the next 4 days, you need to register for this event. Special rates for students and the press, 10% off with promotional code FTL. So get your discounted rate and your 10% off with before May the 1st with coupon code FTL. Get registered at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com. We've routed that to take you right to the page to get registered. You can find out more there. And it should be a lot of fun.
All right. Toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. To the phones and the fun. James listening in Louisiana. James, where are you in Louisiana?
All right. How you doing?
Hey, James, where are you at in Louisiana?
Right now I'm on 49 traveling right now.
I'm just wondering what whereabouts are you, because it says you're listening to the radio and I did not know.
Right now I'm in coming through Alexandria right now.
Hello, what?
Coming through Alexandria, Louisiana.
Oh,
right,
Alexandria.
Now.
Okay, very good, sir.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to call because I heard your last call in and he was talking about how no matter what Obama do, it's like Congress is against him. It's like if someone is drowning and Obama walks on water and saves the person from drowning, the Republicans are going to say he can't swim. It's real crazy.
Well, I mean, what's new, really? I mean, I don't know if that was our show, by the way, that you're listening to, but but what's new? I mean, isn't it always that way? Whenever somebody is the so-called president, there's always the other party, and they can do nothing right, right? Like, whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush.
But not like this.
You don't think?
Not ever like this. Not ever like this. The head of state been disrespected. The way Obama has been disrespected.
I don't know if I agree. I mean, I remember the President Clinton days and listening to the talk radio talking heads, all the conservative
clubs. He does have somewhat of a point, because recently Ted Nugent said some things about Obama that got that actually lost him a gig.
It's pretty serious stuff.
Pretty serious stuff. But when you juxtapose that with what the Dixie Chicks said about President Bush, they suffered tremendous backlash, whereas Ted Nugent is not going to suffer anything close to that. And I think it all stems from the fact that the conservative side of the party system, if you will, is very good at attacking. They're very good attack dogs.
But do you feel like they're attacking Obama more than they attacked Clinton?
No, I just think they're better at it than liberals are, or the other side of the aisle, if you will.
I think that may be true, but my point was that, like, what's new? Okay, so they're attacking Obama. They attacked Clinton in the same way, didn't they?
They did. They tried to get him impeached.
Right. So I'm saying is you shouldn't be surprised. This isn't anything new. This has been going on for my whole adult life.
I think it's
life.
All distractions, too. This is all meant to distract you from the real things going on.
And help me out to understand this. They say if you raise the taxes, you raise it on a job rate. So the tax for the billionaire has been like the best tax rate that they didn't have, you know, for a good minute. They've been, you know, been doing pretty good, but where's the job? You know, like, it's like it don't make no sense. And then you got Romney talking about he cares about college race, he cares about this and that, but he's behind the plan that want to cut education, Medicare.
Well, I don't think that it's realistic to believe that any Republican's going to cut anything. I think they always talk about that, but they don't actually end up doing it. But I would say that taxes are bad across the board, whether we're talking about taxes on poor people or taxes on rich people. Either way, it's still stealing, right?
Everybody got to pay something. You can't just walk around. Not paying.
I mean, why should we pay for the federal government? I mean, regardless of who's in charge, because to me, Barack Obama's no different than George Bush. They're all a bunch of killers. But why should I want to pay for killing? I don't want to.
No. You're not paying for that. You're paying for people that are unfortunate to abstain and to take care of their families. You know?
Well, no, I don't mind paying to help people who need... Hold on, let me make something clear. I don't mind to help people out. I don't mind to voluntarily contribute to local charities and other organizations that help people who need help. But I don't want to pay for killing people, and you can deny it, but the U.S. federal government are a bunch of killers. They are going around the world killing brown people in the Middle East, and that's not right. And I thank you, James, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind.
You didn't give him a chance to respond.
855-453. I'm sorry, we've got other people that want to talk. We got to get them on the air here. More coming up. You can take control. You can always call any night you want. The only rule is one call per night. So more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves. Toll free number here is 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. JJ is here courtesy of his YouTube channel, Starfall Media. He has put together his own production company and is looking for, well, business.
That's right. Trying to make money with video production, advertisements, message videos, whatever it is, or just people. You know, I do videos for the Liberty Idea as well, and so if people, you know, want to contact me to hire me to do something, please search Starfall Media on YouTube, and there's some contact information there.
Well, you should also search Starfall Media even if you're just interested in doing some video work, because then you can see your demo packages.
That's right.
See exactly what you're dealing with. So again, Starfall Media on YouTube to find JJ's work. That's how you can do that. So we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want, 855-450-FREE. And also, apparently, some news about college. If we get a chance, we'll touch on that tonight as well. But first, we go to Mike, listening in Tennessee to WHUB in Cookeville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
The whole thing with the disobedience, you know, the general public and disobedience, and, you know, a concern, and it's been a great concern of mine for a long time. I'm prior military, a Gulf War vet, but a great concern of mine after my enlistment was up. I applied for a position with the State Highway Patrol here in Tennessee, and the test you have to take in this state, they give you 4 hours to take it, and there's no studying. I mean, it's just be here at this time and take this test and do the best job you can do. And I scored 92 out of 100. And about a month later, I got a letter in the mail saying, congratulations, you scored this. But unfortunately, our hiring focus right now is on females and minorities. And I can't tell you, this has been 20 years ago. I can't tell you how many of the state highway patrol officers have been dismissed from their duties in the last 20 years for disobedience. And probably half as many that should have been dismissed, you know, about half the time it just gets swept under the rug. It's just, you know, it's political influence and it's just a bunch of crap. And I agree.
Give me an example of what you mean by disobedience on the part of a law enforcement officer that's getting them fired.
Well, the same thing with the military. You know, this whole thing, they're being above the law. You know, most of them feel like they're above the law and they can do this and they can do that, but they're going to turn around the next day. It's basically hypocrisy.
So hold on. Let me just make sure I'm clear on what you're saying. You're saying that you've seen officers being fired for acting above the law? I hardly ever see that happening.
I'm saying that, but I'm saying I see it about half as much as it should happen.
Gotcha.
And is this connected in any way to quotas that they? I guess they don't have the quota hiring doesn't exist anymore, as I understand it. But is this in any way?
I mean, it doesn't exist. Of course, it does. It's called affirmative action.
I don't think that exists anymore. The only thing that they have are government contracts for minority businesses.
Yeah. They can go out and I'll give you a perfect example. I know of a case recently as a matter of fact, the case is still in progress here in Tennessee of a district captain and two other officers in a certain district being reprimanded. The captain got demoted to lieutenant. Another officer got placed on administrative leave, and the third officer is on quote unquote approved medical leave. And as soon as he burns however many days he's got accumulated on his medical leave, he'll be fired. So only one out of three, even though all three of them were involved in a specific incident. And it's just, it's a joke, man.
Well, normally it's very difficult to fire police officers. It's incredibly difficult. And we hardly ever see, even in the cases where the police officers are murdering people, they in many cases are completely exonerated and vindicated for what they have done, even when the evidence is clearly against them with multiple viewers and witnesses and even video. In some instances, these guys are completely immune. So maybe you're just tuned into to a different, I guess, level of activity than we are. But I'm surprised, Mark, that you're saying they got rid of affirmative action across this country. That's I've never heard of such. I did not know that. That's news to me. JJ, have you heard of this?
Are you being facetious?
No.
No, I didn't know about this at all.
That's interesting. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Was this like some federal thing or what?
It's my understanding that none of that exists at all at any level.
Yeah, I'd always heard that it's typical for government agencies to have hiring quotas. It's interesting. Let's continue here. Maybe you could find some details on that, because I'd always thought that was true, and I certainly hadn't heard it been reversed. Let's go to Lee listening in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, sports. Sports. You know that this is draft time right now around the country for pro football teams getting their number one draft choices and things like that. However, here in Atlanta, with our Atlanta Falcons. They are getting ready to spend about $1 billion proposing to get a retractable roof stadium.
A retractable roof stadium, so an indoor stadium where they can roll the roof back.
Right,
and they're talking about building a brand new stadium in Atlanta?
Yeah. And my thing is, I'm thinking the economy is so bad with businesses and everybody's hurting. And they want to do this basically with taxpayer dollars.
Of course
sure.
they do.
Apart.
Right. Of course they
okay.
want to do that because the stadium or the team owners would never want to put any of their own money on the line to invest in their business.
Right. And I'm saying that's why we have Occupy Atlanta and Occupy San Francisco. It's corporate America can't pay their own bills. They expect us to pay it.
They could. You know, like these team owners are incredibly wealthy. They could build their own stadium if they wanted to. It's just they've got the political connections necessary to make it so you and I have to pay for it. And then not only that, do we have to pay for the stadium, whether or not we actually go to the games, because I'm not going to go. Whether or not you go to the games, then you're still paying $8 for a hot dog.
Exactly. We already have a dome stadium, and it's only been here 20 years.
Jeez.
Okay? We're still paying on that for another 10 years.
That's
nuts.
What
I'm saying?
Once they get you once, they'll keep coming back, though. I said, once they get you once, they know they can keep coming back, and so that's how they're going to play it.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody likes football, but I think right now it's getting kind of preposterous.
I think it's preposterous anytime, whether it's a bad economy.
Everybody's watching their dollars, including government should be watching their dollars, too.
Lee, I'm with you, man.
Cutbacks all over the place.
Lee, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
making money. It's corporate America.
They're doing pretty well, and they've got the government to back them up.
Excuse me.
Yep.
And making money off the poor.
And if it weren't for the government, they would have a much tougher time because they'd actually have to use their own money and actually go after investors and actually do the work that most small mom and pop business owners have to do to expand their business. Thanks for the call, Lee. Appreciate hearing from you tonight on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. But whether the economy is good or bad, it's still not it's not right to take money from other people to give to business owners. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll-free number here for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features that await you there are awaiting you for free. If you'd like, you can support the show. All you have to do is go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, we take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks, by the way. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can sign up with Visa or MasterCard right through our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And there's another way you can support the show, which doesn't have to do with AMP. It's just our Bitcoin tip jar. If you've got some Bitcoins, you can throw them in over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get details on how to do that. But first, you should probably know what a Bitcoin is.
Bitcoin is the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service you've got to abide by. You can download the free Bitcoin software and be using it in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees, without needing permission from any bank or government. No chargebacks for businesses either, by the way. To learn more about it, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org, and I think you should go see the video, even if you're not going to be not interested in Bitcoins at all, because, well, they're changing the world. They're certainly changing the Internet. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
So, did you know Ron Paul actually apparently won the Minnesota and, was it Iowa or Idaho?
Yeah.
Iowa, these caucuses via the, not the caucus themselves as far as the percentages, but they won, or he won in the counts of the delegates that were attained.
And then Minnesota, I believe it was 20 of the 24.
I'm sorry, did I not say Minnesota?
No, you said Iowa.
And then there was another
Minnesota. And then Minnesota is a separate story altogether, yes.
Right, but he won in both of them.
Yes.
And also, as far as popular vote is concerned, did you know that he beat Newt Gingrich in 4 out of 5 states on Tuesday?
Also, Ron Paul, the campaign has won the majority of Washington's delegates to the Republican National Convention.
Excellent.
So this is before Gingrich had pulled out of the race. This was on this week's Tuesday elections. There were five states, Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. And Ron Paul came in ahead of Gingrich in every single one of those elections, except one, which was Delaware. So four out of five. And that's where Newt Gingrich campaigned heavily, apparently.
He did. And still wasn't able to pull it off. And pretty much says his campaign's over at this point. But in many of those states, people were still voting for Perry and Santorum.
Pennsylvania, Santorum actually beat Ron Paul, but
my Santorum's
point was,
not even running.
Right.
And I think it's, you know, it's it just goes to show how difficult Ron Paul's going to have it even after all the rest of these guys are out of it. I don't know how many protest votes he's going to get from people. It seems like Republicans are dissatisfied with Romney. Were dissatisfied with Ron Paul to the point that they're willing to vote for people that aren't even in the race.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all I know is that it's still good news that Ron Paul's in the race. He's the only other candidate now besides Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're going to have another debate. But, boy, sure, wouldn't it be nice if they did?
Yeah, I can't imagine. At this point, the media is basically on Romney's side in that they're claiming
that the
race is over.
Right, right. And he's the media darling.
No, they keep saying it like they want it to happen, and you hear like John Stewart, I listen to him occasionally, and he's like, oh, and then the nomination to be, or the lock for nomination.
Yep.
And all these other news media people, they keep saying it because they want this to be over. They want the primary to be over. They want people to just accept that Romney is the nominee.
They want to focus on Romney versus Obama.
Right, but the process isn't over yet. And
it won't be for months.
It won't be until August.
Now, I wonder, what happens if Romney meets this delegate count number that is ostensibly needed for him to actually lock the nomination? Because I know that what has been said was that these delegates are not necessarily in his pocket. That a lot of these ones that the media is reporting as Romney's may not actually
point
of fact
be his. A lot of these delegates that Ron Paul is sweeping up here in some of these states that he's getting them in are Romney's delegates. And it's interesting. It should be interesting to find out what happened. First off, they're counting up, the news media is counting up Romney's delegates in the manner that, you know, he has won as far as percentages and things like that, you know, along the way. Some of those delegates are bound to them and some of them aren't. And you need to consider those delegates are, you know, appointed in whatever manner they're appointed, and many of them are Ron Paul folks, even if they're bound to Romney or whomever. So what's going to happen if a dedicated Ron Paul person is a bound delegate for Romney? Does that person have to go to the bathroom during the first vote? I mean, seriously.
That's a good question.
What I mean, if it's a dedicated Ron Paul person, if I'm a delegate for Mitt Romney, I'm bound to vote for Mitt Romney in the first round, but I'm a Ron Paul person, you know what? I'm going to try to find some way in order to get around that.
Why not? I mean, they've been pulling all the strings they can to keep these Ron Paul supporters out of their conventions and stop them from speaking. So what's wrong with waking up late?
Yeah,
and you know that could happen. I could be struck with laryngitis. I could have to use the bathroom as an emergency situation. You never know. So,
right.
But another thing that needs to be considered is there's about 500 delegates of these sort of super delegates that the Republican Party has. If you take that number and the number that Romney has currently, and you add them together, he's got the delegates that he needs. So I think that a lot of people are saying, well, the race is only half over. Well, I don't know that it entirely is. You know, if you look at this situation, there's a couple of ways to look at it. Now, I think that it should be very interesting whatever goes on at the convention in August. I'm very interested in what happens there. But I'm not, at the same time, I'm not going to just, I'm not holding my breath for Ron Paul to take it away. I hope he does.
It would be neat. I know they are talking about, was it the Grover Cleveland effect or something like that?
Harding.
Warren Harding.
Warren Harding, less than a century ago, managed to pull it off. He was the fourth candidate or something going in. But remember, they didn't have primaries at that point. There were no primary elections.
But the point was he was not the likely winner, and he came from behind and actually ended
sure.
up winning.
But do you understand why it's not precedent, why it would be unprecedented in the primary situation? I mean, Romney has won a lot of popular votes in a lot of states, and you can see why a lot of people would feel very scalded if he won, if he were not to win the nomination.
Well, good for them.
Especially, to a person who has not won, as far as I can tell, any. I heard that it was the Virgin Islands, but then I went and looked back at that, and maybe, I don't know, not there.
Well, I appreciate the Ron Paul supporters' optimism. I think that I hope it doesn't lead them to be too hardcore burnt out after all is said and done. If Ron Paul doesn't win, and there's a contingency plan involved in that, we can talk more about it on another episode. But there's also some news about Romney and Obama, like the media is already reporting on. Look how different they are. You had something about colleges, Mark.
That's right. You know, recently Obama's been talking, you know, Obama was quoted this week or today or something like that, saying, you know, that his wife and he had just paid off their college debt 8 years ago. He's been president for three. So, I mean, it's relatively recent in the paying off the debt just before he managed to get into the Senate. And of course, Romney is kissing the college student's butt and saying that, of course, he thinks that low interest loans should be available to college students, too.
From the government.
From the government. You know, they're basically taxpayer funded low interest loans, guaranteed, taxpayer guaranteed. But he has said things, something recently, which says that 50% of in Obama's economy, 50% of the college students that graduate with degrees are either unemployed or underemployed. What was the number that you had?
53% from the Atlantic.
53%?
Which is always such a dishonest statement to say that it's this current president's economy. No, no. You know, the economy is not within a vacuum for the last 3 years. The economy is what it is because of all of the government activity that came prior to this. So it's Obama, it's Bush, it's Clinton, it's everybody that has done all the spending and the stealing and, you know, all of that stuff that has led to this point.
And all the Congress critters and the Federal Reserve, Bernanke, and Greenspan.
But it's typical political tactics. Just lay it on the current president. It's all his fault.
Yeah, as though he's the pilot of an airplane. He's more like a bull rider. And the economy is the bull. So tell me who's been driving that bull.
So this is the media trying to make it look like these guys disagree on something? When in point of fact, they both agree that the U.S. government should be involved in giving students loans.
Yeah,
right?
But I thought that the best, most important part of this is people, you know, that have student loans out there telling other people, hey, look, not only that is, you know, unemployed and unemployed, underemployed and unemployed, but think about the people that have degrees that aren't in their field of study, too.
So many of them.
So you're talking about how many people actually got degrees and are using them is what the question
is. In their field, in the field of degree, very few, I would imagine.
Yep. I mean, lawyers, doctors, engineers.
Take a real close look at whether or not you need to go to college. I would bet you don't.
Some government workers need to have some degree in any old thing just to get in there. But you know,
all right,
whatever.
We're done for tonight. Back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Find JJ on YouTube under Starfall Media. And we'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob's.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for
in every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.